grace and truth are in your hand. The world's adrift, but here I stand in your kingdom. Oh, I'm living in your kingdom. Empty lives and empty cups, we come to your cross and you fill us up with your kingdom. Safe from the storm, here in your arms, Jesus, you're my fortress. You are my hiding place, you're my home, Jesus, mighty fortress. You are the cornerstone, the solid rock I'm living on. Every time I feel alone, I remember what you told me about your kingdom. Oh, I'm living in your kingdom. Time I get confused, I tell myself the real good news about your kingdom. Where else could I go now that I know, Jesus, you're my fortress. You're my hiding place, you're my home, Jesus, mighty fortress. The cornerstone, the solid rock I'm living on. Oh, 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 oh. Jesus, you're my fortress.
Acknowledgement. Thanksgiving. Yes or no. That's the defining step through the portal of eternal life or not. On the gravestone of all who lived life for themselves is the crux, the consequences of that choice echoing through the eternal history of man. They knew God, but refused to acknowledge him or be thankful. In the final pages of his book, God tells the future history of those enduring pain like no other human being had endured, except one, the One, the Word, made flesh to become the Lamb of God, slain to give life back to the world. He felt all of it. He felt it for all who have come to believe on him, acknowledge, and thank him. Those who refuse, even while they endure transcendent torture, they still refuse to acknowledge their Creator, their Savior, and give him their broken, humbled, and surrendered lives as a living, out loud giving of thanks. As I read those horrible accounts on those final pages of his book, it is beyond my comprehension. What possibly could derange a fellow human being so completely that they would refuse his love act that had saved them from the self-inflicted torture they are experiencing? Did you notice God today? Did you acknowledge Him in any way? Were you compelled to give Him thanks for another day? What can separate us? What could isolate us so we'd refuse when His wondrous art, His gathering love, is everywhere we go, everywhere I go? Why should there be bruises? Why should there be such pain when all Hashem is longing for, the reason that He came, the very thing He's waiting for, to hear you call His name? Call His name, Abba. Pour out your heart and leave it in His hand. He designed the world. For you it calls. Come home now while you can. Yeshua, Savior, I'm poured out at your feet. Ruach, life breeze through all the clapping trees. The thunder voices sing, breathe your breath in me. Isa, mighty fortress, live your life in me.